to SecureFreedomRadio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
We're back. I'm very pleased to say, joined by Jim Hansen, our boots on the ground guy at the Center for Security Policy, a former technical weapons sergeant in the United States Army Special Forces, a man who has been at the pointy end of the spear, as they say, of this war for the free world. He's also one of the members of what we're calling a tiger team that we've put together to try to develop a strategy, as I mentioned with Diana West a moment ago, for actually defeating the enemies that are upon us at the moment in this war. Jim, it's always good to have a chance to talk with you. Welcome back. It's good to particularly be able to visit with you about what's been developing of late in this war for the free world in the continent of Europe.
Yeah, nothing good. That's the unfortunate thing. Some horrible things going on. And I think to your point about the Tiger Team and the paper we'll be releasing on Friday, we're actually going to propose a strategy to win this war as opposed to Obama, who has basically been hiding from it and failed to have a strategy to fight any of the individual groups of jihadis, let alone the global jihad that we face from all the Islamists all over the world.
Right. And just staying with Europe for a moment, Jim, professionally, what do you make of the job that the French Interior Ministry and security services, intelligence agencies have done in the run-up to what happened last week and in its aftermath? I'm thinking in particular of reports out of Israel that they were basically looking the other way at a lot of this jihadist activity in France, as long as it was just aimed at the Jews. Do you credit that? And either way, what do you make of how they're faring at the moment?
Well, I don't think there's any question that they have ceded parts of France to Muslim control, to Islamic control. And basically, the police don't go there. You know, their laws don't apply.
These are so-called no-go zones, right?
Yeah. And they've got, you know, all the immigrants who live there run their own world, and they've been. You know, they torch cars, they commit all kinds of mayhem. And as you said, a lot of that was aimed at the Jewish population. And now that it has spilled over and normal Frenchmen, to scare quote that, have been targeted and slaughtered as well, I don't think they can ignore that anymore. I think it's true they were doing it. And I think now they're faced with the fact that that policy brought terrorism right to their own doorstep by failing to have any consequences for these people as they, you know, grew in their midst. So they did it to themselves and reaped the reward, and now they have to do something about it, and we'll see what that is. It's going to be a challenge.
It will indeed, especially, as you say, with some 751, as the last count I heard, of these basic sanctuaries that the jihadists would have to operate from. These are sort of Sharia compliant enclaves scattered around France, many of them in the area around Paris. And Jim Hansen, one other development out of Europe this week that I wanted to get your professional take on. The head of MI5, one of the two important intelligence bureaus of Great Britain, warned that Britain is likely to be subject in the near future to a major attack by these jihadists. And, you know, Europe and the United States should be on notice that they may be subjected to one as well. Do you have a read on whether this is simply trying to get ahead of the curve on a gathering storm, if you will, or whether there's hard intelligence to support this assessment?
You know, I don't know that he is speaking specifically about an attack they were aware of, because that would be bad tactical and bad strategy for them. But the bottom line is, I don't understand why these attacks have not been more common overall, because there's absolutely nothing a free Western country is currently doing to stop them. You know, if you invite these people in and do nothing when the radical imams are preaching hate, when you've got people who you've identified and know have been radicalized, like these Kouachi brothers, they were well known, they were on everybody's list, everybody knew they were bad guys, and you're not willing to take the step of either watching them, kicking them out, or doing something to preempt this, then you are going to have your people killed by these people because you can't stop it. There's just no way short of preempting this that you're going to, you know, hope that it doesn't happen. And that's what we've been doing. We've been whistling past the graveyard. And unfortunately now, those 12 cartoonists are in the graveyard due to those policies.
They are indeed. Jim Henson is our guest. He is a senior fellow at the Center for Security Policy these days. We're very pleased to have him with us. He is also a man with a good background in the hard business of war as a special operator in the United States Army. And Jim, one of the other places, you made the point a moment ago, but it's worth repeating again and again, much as we've been focused on Europe lately, this is a global jihad movement. And talk a little bit about what Boko Haram, a group that is fancying itself as creating an Islamic State of Africa, is doing to the population of Nigeria at the moment that really reinforces the fact that we are all at the mercy of these guys if they're not stopped.
Well, I don't know how what Boko Haram's up to has flown under the radar. They control more territory than ISIS does. They've killed at least as many people. I mean, just recently, just in the past week, they killed 2,000 people. And they are running a caliphate. You know, they are the ISIS of Africa. And yet somehow, I don't know if it's that black lives in Africa don't matter. I don't know what the disconnect is. But there is as much Christians being killed, other religionists being killed, girls being enslaved and sold as child brides, killed if they don't comply. It is a grotesque, barbaric, oppressive group running their swath of Africa as a mini caliphate, and yet somehow that doesn't rise to the level of a story important enough for the media to cover. It's grotesque.
Well, it is, and I think it probably does have something to do with all of the things that you've suggested, and, of course, the sort of single-minded focus on Europe. At the same time, this was going down, the bloodletting was taking place in the streets of Paris. But there's no excusing it, that's for sure. And more to the point, if we fail to understand that all of these guys, whether it's Boko Haram or the Islamic State in the Middle East or the Taliban or Al-Qaeda or the Muslim Brotherhood or any number of others, they are all operating according to this shared ideology of Sharia. And that's what I'm very excited we're going to be talking about on Friday with our Secure Freedom Strategy. Jim Henson's our guest. Let me just ask you in closing, Jim, to talk a little bit about, speaking of closing, President Obama's determination to close Guantanamo Bay and perhaps, as I was talking about earlier with Ileana Rose-Layton, and actually to give it back to the Cubans so no future president could correct the mistake this president's making there.
And then what are we going to do? You know, he's got no plan to try or do anything useful, useful interrogation-wise, with the bad guys we've caught. And yet he wants to close this because it makes his team, you know, his liberal, progressive, weepy-eyed groups feel better. We have enemies who are just going to fight to the death for our destruction. They do not fit any of the Geneva Conventions, Hague Conventions, or our own criminal laws. We need a way to deal with them from capture, interrogation, and holding them until they either die or we kill them. Gitmo was a decent answer to that. Closing it it's foolish.
Yeah, it's foolish, and unfortunately, and worse yet, it will be regarded by these guys as further evidence of their triumph, of their success in making us submit to them. And so whatever we tell ourselves about this, I'm afraid it will simply embolden them and make them even more certain to pursue violently their jihad against us as well as the stealthy kind. Jim Henson, thank you as ever for both your contributions to us here on the radio and your terrific Free Fire Zone blogs and videos. It's extraordinarily important, the work you're doing now. It's your continuing service to our country. Keep it up and come back to us again very soon. I hope the rest of you will come back to us again tomorrow. Same time, same station. Until then, this is Frank Affney. Thanks for listening.
From the nation's capital, you've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.